final day of July, the 31st, 2010, on a walk with...
Pants.
And...
Momo.
And I am Richard F. Yates, your host for the evening. We're currently progressing down 28th Avenue in Longview, heading up towards Garfield Street, and then on to Hemlock, where we should turn left and explore the local eerie, which actually is just a minute mark. But we're going to get something probably liquid to consume as we progress to the lake, Lake Sacagawea, so that we can explore a place we've explored hundreds of times before. There we go. So, today was officially our no-doing-a-damn-thing day. Mariah has had what we would call a stressful week at work. I had a crappy last day of work because it was the day before all of the finals were due, and everybody waited till that day to do their paper. So, despite the fact that we were one person short, we had a whole bunch of stuff to do. But in the progress of, I've progressed three times already today, in the course of sitting around at our house, Pants, aka Ellie, became incredibly bored instantly. And then we stopped right in the middle of the road. Where were we stopped in the middle of the road?
Shoe fell off.
Oh. Mariah's shoe fell off. So tell us, what is it about being at home and relaxing that you find so distressing?
I don't know.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
I don't know what that means.
Thoughts on this breaking situation?
She thought she could sense that we were enjoying ourselves too much.
Aha. So it was a simple matter of our complacency causing within her an alarm, which she sensed would force us to actually get up and activate our body in ways that would expend calories. Do you believe that to be true? Elvis.
What?
Comments on that stonewalling of an answer.
She's your kid. Just like her dad.
Well, you guys thought that sitting around doing nothing was fun.
It was awesome.
It was great. It only lasted for about 2 hours.
2 hours of boringness.
2 hours of bliss. I was sitting in a blanket on the couch. I was happy.
Your eyes were closed, though.
I was happy.
How could you tell if you were happy if you were asleep?
I was happy. I could tell.
And I think we've run our course on that conversation. So let's pause and reflect. We've completed our stop at the now apparently unnamed grocery store on the corner of Hemlock and 30th. For years, there was a sign up on the corner that said Hemlock Grocery, but that's no longer there because I don't think it's technically a grocery store anymore. Now it's a convenience store or something like that. But at any rate, we purchased water, coffee, tea. What did you get? Bug juice and some Gardetto chips. The exact necessities that we will need for our journey around the lake. Which I don't think we're actually going all the way around the lake because most of it's fairly dull. We were going to attempt to go to the Japanese Gardens. Although when we were bike riding around the lake a few days ago, the Japanese Gardens was for some reason closed to the public. We're going to hope that that's not the case today, but we're going to go despite that possibility because...
It's the journey, not the destination that matters.
It is the journey, not the destination that matters. Do you agree, Elvis?
Sure.
A committed answer from a person who is deeply concerned about this issue. Other issues. Are we concerned at all about our firstborn gallivanting with hooligans?
Momo. No.
Not concerned. Concerned at all for your sister?
I don't know.
Does not know. I, however, am concerned because she's 17 and I remember what I was doing at 17 and it was not harmless. We did a lot of breaking and entering, jumping over fences so that we could skateboard in public places that were supposedly off limits, and frequently, yeah, bad ideas. The problem is, now I'm injured, damaged, nearly incapacitated, and have trouble even bowling because of my history of athletics.
You're blaming it on your skating?
Yes, I'm blaming all of the problems in my life on having been a skateboarder for 10 years. Thoughts on the dangers of skateboarding, Elvis?
No.
Thoughts on the dangers of skateboarding, Mariah?
The danger increases with age.
All right. Good one to consider. If age is a deciding factor, and is it just me or does it sound like I'm gasping for air as we walk? Yeah, anyway, I don't know what I was saying, but I'm sure it was very important. Hopefully all of you got that. Look, artwork. Look, we're going to observe the street art. A fence near, is it Monticello Middle School? Someone has creatively inserted empty Capri Sun packages into a chain link fence. Thoughts on this public art display, Mariah?
My mouth is full.
Her mouth is full, and she's clearly deeply moved by the event. Elvis, thoughts on this art display? Do you think of it as art?
I don't know.
She does not know if it is art. Now, considering some of the things that you and I and your mother have done personally as artworks, do you feel ours are more expressive than that? Or is that responding to a deep, unsettling commercial trend in American culture? Mariah?
Yes.
Yes? Elvis, your thoughts on those thoughts?
I don't know what the second thing means.
There you go. She doesn't know what the second thing means. But I guess the real question that we were attempting to answer with our journey today is, can we still eat ding-dongs in our home and attempt to lose weight at the same time? Thoughts on ding-dongs versus weight loss, Elvis?
Wait, what's the question?
What is the question? The question is, do you feel that someone who is actually concerned about losing weight should be eating Hostess snack cakes? Mariah?
No.
No. Elvis?
Yes.
She thinks that we should. I'm guessing because she's a little person with frequent trips outdoors and a metabolism that makes mine look like an iceberg.
What's up?
We all heard that.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
Apparently your mother's shoes are squeaking again.
Oh,
what's that? Never mind. Yeah. Anyway, something about an iceberg. So, the lesson to be learned here is, never trust James Cameron. He's liable to let you down at any moment.
I think this was about ding-dongs.
Ding-dong, yo. Ding-dong. You ain't fat no more, you ain't one of us. Thoughts on you ain't fat no more, you ain't one of us? Right.
Ding-dong. Ding-dong, yo. Pretzel.
Okay, hey, here is where, do you remember, a couple years ago when we were out for our walk and we found that piece of black plastic flapping in the wind right there that we both thought was a crow laying on the side of the road? Mm-hmm. That was a good one. That one got published almost instantly, you know. I think that's the trick.
How?
Out.
Oh. That's the trick. Publication is an important aspect of writing in the sense that it gives a validation to the writer. The writer can say, well, somebody liked it, or they wouldn't have chosen to publish it. But how important do you think monetary gain from writing is, Mariah?
Somewhat important in the aspect of feeding your children. Paying your bills, but it's not important in the creative process.
How much do you like writing?
I don't know.
Do you like books at all? Be truthful. Elvis?
Barely.
Barely? So there is a glimmer of hope. How much do you like books, Mariah?
A lot. I read all the time.
Read all the time. Currently reading anything that you really enjoy?
Suzuki's Stackhouse books.
That would be the series by Charlene Harris?
Yes.
Yes. Any particular series that you enjoy? Elvis?
It's not a series, but it is based on a true thingy. It's called Party Monster by James St. James.
Ah, James St. James Party Monster, an excellent book that we have all read.
Did you finish it,
Did you finish it?
No.
Not yet?
No, I'm like page 20.
Page 20, but you're enjoying it so far?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I think I'm done talking for now, and you're probably tired of me going with every breath. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take.
Oh, you're watching you?
Mariah just said we would be riding our bike right now if Ellie's butt bruises weren't so bad. I don't think she had butt bruises. I think she had butt sore muscles. Because riding the bike around the lake, there are all these upsy, downsy, turnsy, climby, use your feet pedally things. Anybody know what I'm talking about? What?
Enjoyed riding our bikes?
We have enjoyed riding our bikes. Have you enjoyed riding the bikes, Ellie?
Yeah.
There you go. A simple answer. We are currently on a bench with a little plaque on it that says, "In loving memory of J. Jessingham, beloved husband and friend, March 24th, 1929 to March 12th, 2001. Oh, 12 days before his birthday. Bummer. What's that? I'm going to try not to do that. How do you know? How do you control that, I wonder? Anybody know how to control that?
What? Every day above ground is a good day. That's how you control it.
Every day above ground is a good day. Yeah, that was a Grandpa Bob. Mariah has reminded us. Grandpa Bob, who I think passed away, a year and a half? 2 Februarys ago? And he had some wonderful words of wisdom. That was one of his best, though. Every day above ground is a good day. Should look that up. I wonder if he read that somewhere, or if he actually came up with that philosophy on his own. Doesn't matter, really. I mean, what you live by is what you live by, right?
Didn't he like Bill Gates too, or
no?
Or
he likes no. He liked Edward Casey, who was like the kind of ghetto Nostradamus. He was a psychic, and he wrote all these books about being psychic, and Grandpa Bob loved those. But his favorite thing in the world was The Inquirer, too. The Inquirer and Matlock and, what's the other one? Perry Mason.
Pardon? Old people love Perry Mason.
Old people love Perry Mason?
And Matlock.
And Matlock, yeah.
And Rockford Files.
Rockford Files. Yeah, they don't ever mention Rockford Files on The Simpsons, but... What are you doing, Ellie?
Drinking.
Can you describe the process by which you are drinking?
You're going to choke. I don't know.
She's putting her bun juice in the cap and slurping it.
What's that?
She's putting her bun juice in the cap and slurping it.
Slurping the juice out of the cap. How are we feeling on temperature? It's kind of chilly. Alright, I guess we're going to trudge on here as soon as I finish my coffee. I don't know if we'll have any more updates between here and the Japanese gardens. It'll depend on things like whether or not we feel like talking again. Thanks, and have a nice day.